Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
My wife likes to do the buy everything online, pick up at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right? She meant to order 8 apples.
And she ordered instead
8 bags of apples. 8 bags of apples.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Are you still with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. You good?
Yeah.
More good times ahead in sports. We'll hear from Bob Uecker in the clubhouse. Mr. Baseball having a party. Want to get to this story. Because there were no explosives, because there was no gun, and because it turns out the student at the center of a school evacuation in West Allis didn't actually intend to commit any violence, kind of easy to say, well, this turned out to be nothing. But while there was no tragedy at Nathan Hale High School Wednesday, it was very much something.
After everything that happened in Georgia, I was just super worried. Like, I was like, oh no, and I was literally, I was looking for all my friends. I was like making sure I was counting everybody, make sure I had a head count of all my friends.
It's a student at Hale talking with TMJ4 News saying as her school was being quickly evacuated Wednesday morning, she's in fear of what's happening and counting her friends to make sure they were all accounted for and safe. It's a big something that happened.
I was really scared because obviously nothing like this has ever happened. And just because there's been so many school shootings in the past, it's really scary.
It's just tragic listening to how really easily and composed these students are talking about what their reality is, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Ugh.
You just gave me chills.
Right? What actually did happen? We know this morning students became suspicious of one of their classmates in school Wednesday morning.
There's some kid with a vest on. And we heard him say, wait until I detonate, and obviously I'm not going to take that lightly.
Yeah, a kid with a vest on, one of the students who reported the perceived threat to school authorities, talking with TMJ4 News there, said it looked like to some students a tactical vest that you've seen school shooters in the past wear. It turned out, and again, this kid's saying something about detonating, worries of an explosive vest or something like that. Turned out it was like a piece of athletic equipment. What did you said?
Ruck. It's like a rucking vest, it sounds like.
So it's that, weighted, and you use it to work out?
Yeah, or to go on hikes. Your ruck, it's called. R-U-C-K.
Okay. So it wasn't anything nefarious in nature, but it was suspicious to these students.
And it sounds like it may have been a joke. He was wearing the vest and then made a joke about detonating.
Saw something and heard something they didn't like. They reported it. That touched off the evacuation, search of the building. Police did take that student into custody. Not clear this morning what his intentions were. Did he just make a bad joke? Like he was wearing the thing for a legit reason, like you, and
working
made a joke about
whatever,
it. Yeah. Or somebody made fun of him. He's like, yeah, okay. Or did he intend to cause a ruckus and this sort of response? We don't know. We also don't know whether there are charges afoot or any disciplinary action taken. But we do know it was a big something at Nathan Hale High School on Wednesday.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
What a nightcap.
And they're chasing Jake Bowers into center field. They finally caught him. And the celebration now.
The Brewers walk off the Phillies in 9 innings. 2-1 the final after a Bowers walk-off hit to score Jackson Chourio. It's an exclamation point to a day that saw them clinch the NL Central for the second time in a row earlier that afternoon.
Don't tell the Brewers they're not supposed to be here just because they're young or inexperienced. The veterans like Willy Adames and Rhys Hoskins know that you just got to pull your own weight and good things happen.
This one is special. I mean, it's been a great year for the team. I have a lot of young guys that never been here. And, you know, I told them just to enjoy. This is fun. This is what we play for. And hopefully we can go and win it all.
It's a collective group that's all trying to do the same thing. We believe, you know. We believe from the start. We were doubted. And to do that while being doubted just makes it that much sweeter.
It all seems to come back to praising the teammates and the people that make the Brewers who they are. manager Pat Murphy, and GM Matt Arnold.
The people of Milwaukee ought to be awful proud of the way these guys competed. Everybody doubted them. They come to play every night.
Nobody really counted on us from day one. But the guys in the room believe in themselves, you know, and Murph sets the tone, Ricky sets the tone, and this entire group, I'm just incredibly proud to be a part of it.
From American Family Field, I'm Dominic Catronio.
So the team, per the usual, celebrating Mr. Baseball.
Why are they booing him?
No, they're saying you. Here's Murph.
Who epitomizes a champion the way this man does right here. There is no one out here. What an example for us to be with every single day. Bob Uecker.
They're out of the champagne, so they're spraying the champagne. The bubbly is flying, but listen closely to what Mr. Baseball says right here.
I peed my pants!
Something about maybe relieving himself.
I hope not, you. Come
We're
on,
guessing
man.
That was a joke. WTMJ's Greg Matzik did chat with you.
Hey, Bob. There's a nice party they threw you here.
Yeah, I guess. This is actually my hotel room.
Yeah, this is my hotel. Are they going to get the scent out of the carpet?
I hope not. This is what keeps me going. Absolutely. When you get to this time in your life, your existence, to be laying on a champagne-soaked carpet is the top dog. That's it. That's the best. And to be with these guys each and every time, and one of the best friends I ever had in the game right here. It's always, always the best.
Bob, God bless you, man. Thank you,
man.
So much.
Good to see you.
Always good to see you,
so
too.
The Brewers now 3 games behind the Phillies for the top seed. So, hey, still something to play for here. They're 2 games behind the Dodgers in the 2 seed. 10 games to go. And, by the way, for those wondering, Jackson Churio, they had a little baby carriage set up for him.
Like literally a baby stroller.
Grapefruit juice.
Because he's 20 and can't legally drink.
So it starts tonight. Big 4-game set against the Diamondbacks at AmFam Field tonight right here on WTMJ.
Want to make sure we pass this on. Packers and Titans on Sunday. Jordan Love is back on the practice field.
Take it day by day and just keep feeling it out. But it's feeling better.
Knee is feeling better. Injured in the season opener, Love said it was painful and scary in that situation as he wasn't sure in the moment how badly he was hurt. His participation in Wednesday's practice called, quote, limited by head coach Matt LaFleur. Jordan, any chance you are the starter on Sunday?
Well, I'm not going to make any decision on that now. You know, I'm hopeful that I'll get to that point where I can get in there. But we're just going to, you know, take it day by day and see.
Not sure, right?
All right.
Hopeful.
Well, what else would
things.
You expect?
Right. Those still open questions as we get closer to the noon kick with the Titans on Sunday. This one on the road in Nashville. We are launching another WTMJ Cares initiative, and it involves a name that you may have heard here in Milwaukee and Southeast Wisconsin, but one whose story you might not know terribly well. We're telling the story of Lance Cijon, Vietnam-era hero, and WTMJ's John Mercure joins us on Wisconsin's Morning News to share a little bit more about that. He's got a couple of things named after him around here. You've seen that
he
name.
Does.
With an odd spelling, but a lot of folks probably don't know his story.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's an incredible story, Vince. It's a remarkable story. He is a hero in the truest sense of the word, and he is from our neck of the woods. He's a Bayview kid. So he went to Bayview High School, graduates from Bayview, goes to the Air Force Academy, wants to be a fighter pilot, and he becomes a fighter pilot. Goes to Vietnam. He's on his 52nd mission, so he's been up over the jungles in Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam more than 50 times. And on that 52nd mission, something goes terribly wrong. A bomb is defective. His plane goes down. And he's in the jungle for 46 days, just scraping and scraping and scraping to get by.
His story of heroism really starts even after that then. What he did to survive, when he was held in captivity, when he was tortured, and yet still didn't give up information that would have helped his captors.
This is a remarkable part of his story. And many who know him closest say it comes back to what he learned in Milwaukee. And that's about honesty, integrity, doing the right thing. The code of conduct in the military is if you're captured, you give no information other than basically name, rank, serial number. Now, a lot of guys, when they're tortured, and I don't blame any of them, give up more. Lance Cijon was critically injured, refused to give up that information. And other POWs heard him being tortured, including guys that we spoke to for this piece in this series. And he refused to give it up to the point where he became a martyr. He died. He was killed for not giving up that information.
And for that was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor.
That's right.
So a lot of folks also might know, they might not know it is associated with this story, but there's that F-4 fighter jet that, I'm a Southsider, so it used to be over on College Avenue, I think, right? And they since moved it over to the entranceway to Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport, which is where you come in and WTMJ cares in the effort to preserve that.
Yeah, so WTMJ helped move the plane there in 2017. Some listeners may remember that. And now this, 7 years later, the plane's in disrepair. It's a beautiful plane. It's incredible on a pedestal. It looks like it's taken off into the air. It's just like the F-4 that he flew on the day that he crashed. And it needs to be repainted. It needs to be renovated. The lights need to be updated. Weather has not been kind to the plane. And so we're raising money because, you know what? It's not just the plane. It's his legacy. And it's not just his legacy. It's our legacy. He's one of us. And the plane needs to be fixed, Vince. It needs to be painted. It needs to have some TLC. And so we're trying to raise money to get that done to protect his legacy.
What do you need from us?
$50,000. We need donations. You know, here's the cool thing about this project. A lot of people know him. A lot of people are now learning his story. And every dollar amount matters. If you can give $20, if you can give $100, if you can give something in between, please do that because that's paint. That's supplies. That's the labor to get his plane in the condition that it should be. And so we're asking people to help donate a little bit of money. Help us save his legacy.
What is it about his story that really spoke to you? Because you've championed this effort.
I think it's his heroism and it's his everyday humbleness. Throughout the whole ordeal, people who were with him in the jungle, people who were with him before he died, said that he just wanted to do the right thing. He just wanted to not be patted on the back. And he did the right thing day in, day out. And I think it's upon all of us now to make sure that his memory is preserved. And that jet on Howell Avenue is his memory. And we just need to take care of that. He's a hero.
WTMJ's John Mercure talking about our WTMJ Cares initiative. And you can text Lance, that's L-A-N-C-E, to the WTMJ talk and text line. That's 855-616-1620. For more information on Captain Saijon and our WTMJ Cares initiative to save that replica plane and his Milwaukee legacy.
It's hayride season. There's the apple orchards. There's the pumpkin patches.
Yeah.
The tractors pull the hayrides. A near tragedy could have been a lot worse out of Chippewa Falls on Wednesday. The deputy chief of the Chippewa Fire District says, yeah, it could have been worse, but we have 25 kids injured.
We got dispatched for a tractor accident involving two hay wagons with kids and adults, approximately 30 patients. All kids have been reunited with their families.
So it's 4K and 5K students on a field trip at Bushel and Peck on Wednesday. So the tractor wasn't going very fast, but when it made its way around a turn on a hill there, the wagons tipped over. And all that stuff fell out, and all the kids fell out, and some were injured. They did have a chopper show up there for it. But as of now, no deaths, and we do have three patients that are suffering from significant injuries. The rest are just serious or minor.
You don't think about that, right? It goes so slow, right? You're not doing it.
Yeah.
That's why you can just sit there on the hay bales and be
right.
All good. But
yeah, it could have been a lot worse, but still something that they're dealing with in Chippewa Falls area.
I brought another bag of apples today.
How many bags did you buy?
That's three bags that I've brought here to share.
Thank you,
our friends and teammates.
They are good apples.
One?
I appreciate it. I saw the new bag this morning and wondered if it was a former bag.
What had happened was my wife likes to do the buy everything online, pick up at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right? She meant to order 8 apples.
And she ordered instead
8 bags of apples. 8 bags of apples.
Boy, those are expensive apples.
Right?
Those 8 apples.
You didn't notice they were like $40 more than what we usually are in the budget. She goes, I messed up. I look in the,
that's
in the
awesome.
Table. It was 8 bags of apples.
Oh, right?
And there's some in there, too. So enjoy your apple today. There's
you.
A fresh one waiting
Thank
for you.
You.
744, we've got Brewers 360 up next with Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love limited but back on the practice field. His status uncertain for Sunday, but it's in play. Packers and Titans with a noon kick in Nashville.
And here we go.
And they're chasing Jake Bowers into center field. They finally caught him. And the celebration now.
Hi, I'm Matt.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And on the line with us, Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager and National League Central Division champion,
yes,
once again, Matt Arnold. Good morning,
hey,
Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How are we feeling?
Hey, are you, yeah, are you up early or are you still up?
I don't really know. It's a little foggy. I feel like I got hit by a truck, but that's fine. My voice is a little foggy as well, but no, I'm feeling great. I mean, gosh, so proud of this group, and man, that was a lot of fun last night, especially do it the way we did. You know, I'm obviously clinching earlier in the day, but you know, to be able to do that in a playoff type atmosphere last night and win that game as in a walk off fashion, I thought just capped it off. What a really cool. Really cool moment and really cool season, and hopefully a lot more to come.
Yeah, there are two things about that, Matt. First of all, there's how it feels. Obviously, celebration wouldn't have been as much fun if you hadn't just walked it off against the Phillies. There is that, even though you would have clinched. But also, like, significantly, you just won 2 of 3 from the best team in baseball.
Yes.
Yeah, and even to take that a step further, I mean, you know, two division titles, I think, in the last, or back-to-back consecutive titles in the last, I think that's the first time that's happened in like 42 years. Somebody told me that yesterday, and division title 3 out of 4, you know, and it's just, that's the kind of thing that just speaks volumes to the people that we have here. I'm so proud of our coaches and our players and our staff, all for coming together and just working so hard, overcoming so many different things that we had to overcome this year. And, you know, we have a really special club. It's a lot of fun to be around.
Boy, it would be a shame to like have to play today. At least you can kind of come in hurt a little bit. Right? How late
was
it?
Yeah, I mean, look, that's what we signed up for. And look, I mean, Murph gave us all a midnight curfew, right? So, you know, I'm sure everybody adhered to that. But, you know,
are you?
that was at least what he told us. So. You know, we're gonna do what we can to win tonight. I mean, you know, because we have more to do. You know, we want to try to get the bye if we can, and obviously a lot more to do. Hopefully in October as well.
You know, it's interesting. The teams you're chasing, the Dodgers and obviously the Phillies for that second round bye, and the Padres might find themselves in the mix as well.
Sure.
As you look at how things stack up, but it seems like everybody's playing good baseball right now. It's going to be an amazing race this next week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, we certainly have a tough team, but there are a lot of really good teams out there. And I've had people ask me sort of who you would want to play. And, you know, to be honest, all those teams are dangerous on the right day, you know, and so are we, you know, and I say that with a lot of humility because I think this team works really hard to get to that position, you know. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun the rest of the way for sure.
You know, you mentioned in one of the many post-game interviews that you gave as you're being sprayed with champagne.
Yeah. As it burned your eyes.
I had a small part in this. My small part in this. Man, I mean, I appreciate that you're humble, but these are your pieces. These are the pieces that you put together. Yeah. And you put it together with, let's be honest, fewer resources than some of the teams that you're going up against. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, partner. Hey, I mean it. It really is. You know, it's an awesome feeling to be a part of these things, and you know, to from you guys to our fans to our, you know, just our friends, you know, neighbors, just everybody. I mean, this is such a cool Wisconsin, such a cool community that cares so much about our Packers and our Badgers and our Brewers. You know, it's awesome to be able to accomplish something like this. It's just I'm so fortunate and blessed, and I appreciate you guys a ton.
Speaking of Packers and Badgers, there are going to be some Packers greats, some Badgers greats out there for the big pep rally, the drive-through pep rally
prep
tomorrow.
Rally.
Prep rally.
Yeah.
All right, I want to get the marketing right. My bad. But for those folks who come down from 6 to 9 a.m. tomorrow and drive through and grab a brat and Brewers flag, they'll also have an opportunity, Matt, to buy postseason tickets ahead of the general public.
Yeah, I really do encourage people to come down because there's going to be a lot of awesome people there. Like you said, Packers and Hall of Famer Robin Yount's going to be there. Murph will be there. He can give you a good story any day of the week. And so, you know, I think it'll be a lot of fun. And again, appreciate the support a ton. I mean, last night was just such great energy, and we feed off the fans, and they've just done a wonderful job carrying us this year. So it would be great to see everyone.
A couple of aspirin in a water, and you'll be great. You'll be good to go. Can't wait to see you guys tonight.
Sounds great. I appreciate you guys. Thanks a ton.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on with us this morning.
Thank you, Matt.
Idea Man.
Because it was our off day. It was a Tuesday. Then we went in on Wednesday, and none of us as players, coaches, had any concept of what was going to happen.
Innovator.
Just the raw emotions of being at Lambeau Field that night. And when Chris Gizzi, you know, who had served our country, carried that flag out.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Trying to get back to some normalcy, and everybody was in it together. It was a really powerful night at Lambeau.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
No doubt.
Good old-fashioned champagne celebration in the Brewers Clubhouse. Tausch, there's no NFL equivalent for that, is there? I don't recall the stogies and the champagne in the locker room.
No, unfortunately, there's not. And, you know, you see that with the NBA. I can remember when the Lakers won titles in the 80s, growing up as a kid, and you'd see, you know, dumping beer on Pat Riley's head and smoking, you know, Red Auerbach smoking stuff. And so I don't necessarily know. I think from a football standpoint, you know, if you win a division, they throw you a hat and a T-shirt and you put that on. But there's never a case where you're smoking stogies and you're, you know, throwing beers at each other. I don't know. And I don't really know why that's the case. But I think we, you know, as Brewers fans and watching this this golden era of Brewers baseball, it's so cool to see. And then, you know, obviously the Bob Uecker part of this is always, I think, what really, you know, the team has done great and you're celebrating that. But I think we all know Uecker's, what, 90? I don't even know how old Bob Uecker is.
And he is. I know he's 90.
Isn't that crazy? And he's still down there. I just, when you see that, it just brings a lot of joy to you. But I don't know why football we didn't or don't do that to the same degree. There's not like, it should be actually more, because with baseball, they probably have a game the next day. Or, you know, in this case, football, we always have a week. So I don't know why that's the case. It's actually, maybe we need to do a little research or a little investigation and see why that's not the case.
Would you have desired one? Is that what you want? You clinch that division, so. You go in there and get doused?
I think so. And, you know, for football, you set your goals, win the division. And baseball is probably the same thing. You get, you know, get a wild card, find a way to get advanced. And especially, you know, I'm guessing because baseball is such a longer grind that you need to celebrate that more. Whereas football, it's 16 weeks, which is a grind in itself, 17 weeks now. It's such a grind, but I don't know if we celebrate enough. I always get a kick out of people that will say, well, don't celebrate this because your bigger goal's ahead. Well, man, it's a long journey. And if you're not going to like enjoy it and celebrate it, I think that's where you have to take the joy and run with it. Otherwise, what are you doing? So everybody knows that you want to win more and you want to get the next one. And this next celebration is going to be bigger. But I think baseball's got it right, man. They understand that, you know, this is not easy to do. And when you do it, you better enjoy it and celebrate it. And I think football probably should take that from what baseball's doing and start implementing it into their celebration games.
Got to get a quick take from you on Jordan Love before we let you go today. So Love practiced. He was, quote, limited in practice.
So how many yards does he throw on Sunday?
Eric's convinced he's playing Sunday. I'm not yet, and it didn't seem like that was imminent, but it's good that he's back out there.
It is good that he's back out there. We, you know, on our show yesterday, we were kind of, it was so fun to watch this game Sunday because, you know, people were doubting the team and Malik Willis. But when Jordan Love is healthy, he should play. I think there's always that, you know he's going to push to compete to get back out there. It's a long season, and I want to make sure that he's healthy, but it's obviously a great step. I think we all thought that he wasn't going to be available to play the first 3 or 4 weeks, and now that process got sped up. But I would like to see them be very cautious with him because he is going to be our quarterback for a long time, and I don't want him going out there 1 week earlier than maybe. Let's see if we can pull this off with Malik Willis if Jordan Love can't practice fully and really feel like he can defend himself when he's out there playing.
It's good times in Wisconsin sports. Thanks, Tausch.
You bet.
7:59, top of the hour news, just ahead.